Last week, a federal judge put an end to Title 42, a pandemic-era border restriction that allowed officials to block migrants without allowing them to seek asylum. The judge gave a 5-week grace period to the Biden administration to end the policy, saying it violated the Administrative Procedure Act. With me now to talk about what Title 42's end means for those seeking asylum at our southern border, I'm joined by Joanna Williams, who is the executive director of the Keno Border Initiative. Good morning, Joanna.
Having me on.
So I want to begin just with your reaction to this ruling. Obviously, I think from your point of view, you'd see this as good news.
Absolutely. It's been 2.5 years since Title 42 was put in place. And every single day of those 2.5 years, I've witnessed firsthand the impact that that has on families here who are stranded in precarious and unsafe situations. So this hope or this thought that Title 42 might end really does provide some light in this darkness and say there might be a chance for folks to finally seek protection in the United States.
Tell me what it's been like for migrants coming to the border to seek asylum in the last couple of years while this policy and others like it have been in place. I mean, you talked about the unsafe situations they've been in. Describe this for us.
Sure. And I think it might be helpful first to explain that when in the past, before Title 42, if somebody was fleeing violence, you know, a family is in danger, they could walk up to the port of entry and start a legal process, in some cases, the very day that they arrived in Nogales. Mm-hmm. And so it was a huge shock for us to have the border closed from one day to the next and have that access to legal channels cut off. And so most of the people who are stranded here in Nogales are from Mexico. And we've had multiple instances where their aggressors or their abusers have found out that they're in Nogales. So whether that's a woman that I'm thinking of who had fled domestic violence and her partner was associated with organized crime groups and essentially was able to follow her up here to Nogales, or people who are displaced from other countries or from Mexico. And it's not necessarily that the same criminal group follows them up to the border, but that the criminal groups here in Nogales recognize that they're not from around here and take advantage of them. So I think of a woman, for example, that was trying to support her kids here by selling tamales on the street. And the organized crime member stopped her on the street and said, well, you don't have permission to do that. And she showed them the Mexican Health Department permission that she had to be essentially a mobile vendor. And they ripped it up and they said, that's not the permission we're talking about. We don't want to ever see you again here or things are going to go very poorly for you. Hmm. So it's just this relentlessness of insecurity that people have experienced day in and day out because criminal groups take advantage of the most vulnerable here.
Mm-hmm. There have been critics of this, even from both sides of the aisle. Senator Sinema, Senators Kelly were part of a bipartisan group that tried to delay the lifting of Title 42 under the Biden administration, basically until they said, you know, there's a better plan in place to deal with the situation at the border. What would you say to critics? Do you think that there is a good enough plan in place now?
Well, I think, and I can speak for our part of the border specifically, I think it's extraordinary the work that local governments, the state government, the state of Sonora, and then also nonprofits have done in coordination before, during, and after, and hopefully after Title 42. So Casalitas is a shelter up in Tucson that receives migrants who are being released for asylum proceedings. And then IRC coordinates shelters up in the Phoenix area. And my experience of working with them as well as local government officials is that where there's a will, there's a way. And we've always been able to work together collaboratively, creatively to find solutions and to respond to the moment. Belief that our capacity to love and our capacity to welcome doesn't have limits. It's not like there's a limit on that. It's that the more that we knock on doors, the more that we think creatively about solutions, the better we're able to respond. So I just deeply respect my colleagues. And I think that, unfortunately, some of the government officials at a federal level just don't see the great collaboration that we have here in Arizona.
So, I mean, what measures are you hoping will be in place or do you think are already in place to ensure the safety of asylum seekers and to sort of stop the massive backlog in the process?
So what's really been needed is some process to ramp up processing capacity. And, you know, when Title 42 was put in place, the port of entry estimated that they could process maybe 20 asylum seekers a day. Lately, they think that their capacity is 40. I think that it's probably that they're probably working. I know that they're working on plans to further increase that if needed. And then if depending on what CBP is able to do on a daily basis in processing those legal entries, then it's the reception capacity on the U.S. side by shelters such as Casalitas. And that's something that Casalitas has been working on contingency plans for, coordinating with local government officials, especially Pima County, for the past couple of years. And they've you know, drawn out several scenarios of how they can increase that capacity.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. That is Joanna Williams, Executive Director of the Kino Border Initiative, joining us from Nogales. Joanna, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.